This is Citizens Council Forum, America's number one public affairs program, where prominent Americans report to the nation on important issues. This week, the series of discussions is presented coast to coast by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, with the cooperation of public-spirited broadcasters who share our belief that Americans must be informed to remain free. Now, from Washington, here is the producer of Citizens Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. It's a real pleasure to welcome to today's broadcast Representative William M. Collmer, Democrat from Mississippi. Mr. Collmer, who has just won re-election to the Congress, is the ranking member of the Mississippi Congressional Delegation and is slated to become chairman of the House Rules Committee in January. Mr. Collmer, it's always good to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Dick. I'm glad to be back with you on this program.
Mr. Collmer, to give our audience a little background, just what are the functions of the Rules Committee? What makes it such an important committee in the House of Representatives?
It is regarded as one of the more powerful committees of the House of Representatives. And it is so regarded because all important legislation, and certainly all controversial legislation, that is reported out of the various legislative committees must come to the Rules Committee for clearance to the floor of the House.
How many members does the Rules Committee have, Mr. Collmer, and what is the partisan division that you anticipate in the new Congress?
Well, the Rules Committee, although it is regarded as one of the more powerful, if not the most powerful, committees of the House, is in point of numbers, the smallest committee in the House. Presently, the committee consists of 10 Democrats and 5 Republicans. In other words, the division is 2-1 between the majority and the minority parties in the House.
So in other words, the 15-member Rules Committee actually sets the ground rules under which the House will consider these important pieces of legislation. How long will you allow for debate, for example? Will amendments be permitted from the floor? How is the time for debate to be divided? Questions like that.
That's correct, Dick. You have a correct understanding of the functions of that committee. As you know, in the House, because of the large number, 435 members as against 100 in the Senate, the rules of procedure are entirely different. The time limit on a member's opportunity to speak on the floor is rather limited, and there's some justification for that, because if it didn't, with that large number, it would be difficult to timely legislate. Although I have always chafed in my long experience in the House under the rather stringent rules that we do operate, I would like to see the members of the House, while not given unlimited time for debate, as in the Senate, that they would have and should have more time to express their opinions and make their arguments, pro and con.
In recent years, the Rules Committee has engendered a good deal of controversy in and of itself, and I think it's because of a conflict in two basic views. On the one hand, the so-called liberal group would apparently seem to regard the Rules Committee, Mr. Collmer, and I want you to correct me if I'm wrong in my statement of the way that the situation seems to be. The so-called liberal group seems to regard the Rules Committee strictly as a funnel through which legislation pours from the legislative committees onto the House floor, whereas the group which can be historically regarded as the constitutional conservative group feels that the Rules Committee, in addition to this channeling function, offers the Congress one last opportunity to block obviously bad legislation. Is that a correct summary?
Yes. I would have to go along with your analysis of that situation, Dick. Of course, personally, I have never subscribed to the thought or the doctrine of the liberals that the members of the Rules Committee have no function other than merely to set the hours of debate and the rules of procedure. If I thought that that was the only function that I had as a member of the Rules Committee, frankly, I wouldn't care to serve on it. In other words, I think it's something more than a mere traffic cop.
You believe that the members of the committee should use their own best judgment in considering the merits of the various pieces of legislation that come before it then?
I have always thought that as a representative of my people in the Congress that I had some responsibility other than merely passing on the mechanical or parliamentary procedure of the operation of the committee. I feel that I have and should exercise my right as an independent representative of my people in slowing and, if possible, stopping bad legislation. And in that connection, if the committee did nothing else, I think it would serve and does serve a great purpose in bringing to the attention of the people generally over the country the other side of legislation, not merely that as reported by the committee. In other words, the committee serves a good purpose in that it gives the populace and also the members of the House an opportunity to know what's in a bill by a further airing and consideration and analysis than they otherwise get through just the hearing of the legislative committee.
This process of legislation is growing increasingly more complicated. It is infinitely complicated now, I would say, where one bill may revise a dozen other statutes, and where it may have one stated purpose, but yet there may be a clause in it that would go ahead and do something entirely different than the main purpose of the bill. So if something like that should come through one of the legislative committees, your Rules Committee could then call this to the attention of the members of the Congress so that they might exercise their judgment on it.
Right, and they frequently do.
Well, Mr. Collmer, under your chairmanship, do you believe that the Rules Committee will continue to exercise its deliberative powers?
Oh, yes, I think it will, and I certainly hope that we'll be a little more successful than we have in the past. And I say that with no intention to reflect upon my friend, the retiring chairman of the Rules Committee, who has been a bulwark for constitutional and sound government.
Just before Congress adjourned, prior to the November elections, the Rules Committee did hold some public hearings, did it not, on one phase of the legislative program, specifically the U.S. Office of Education. You called the Commissioner of Education in and had him explain to the members of your committee just exactly what some of these programs would do, and had him answer some questions that your committee had posed for him.
That's correct, Nick. As a matter of fact, the Rules Committee, while it has no general legislative powers, and as you will possibly recall, hears, as a general rule, only members of the Congress, the pros and the cons, the Democrats and the Republicans, in other words, the minorities as well as the majority party. But it also has power to call in cabinet members, any dignitary of the government to give his views. And what you have reference to there is this Commissioner Howe, whom I am pleased to name Lord Howe, in before us after he had issued some guidelines which, in our opinion, did not follow the law. In other words, or as I pointed out to him, I thought that he was more of a crusader for integration than he was for education. And so we did get him up there and put him on the pan, maybe a little strong, but we did air this thing, and I think as a result that some good came out of it, and that we will have less autocratic power exercised by this bureaucrat as a result of that hearing.
So that by calling some of the activities of the government to the public's attention, the Rules Committee can perform still another valuable function.
Right, and does on occasions when it is thought that it's necessary.
Mr. Calmer, our time has gone by very quickly. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Well, thank you, Dick. I'm pleased to have this opportunity.
Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been Representative William M. Calmer, Democrat from Mississippi, scheduled to become in January chairman of the House Rules Committee. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
Citizens Council Forum is dedicated to the preservation of our American tradition of freedom. If you agree that individual liberty and constitutional government must be preserved, if you want to do something positive and worthwhile to help protect our freedom, then we want to hear from you. Just write to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We'll be happy to send you, without obligation, literature showing how you can help. Address your card or letter to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. America's number one public affairs series is presented coast to coast each week by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation. Join us next week for another informative discussion and remind your friends to tune in. It's time to take a stand. By working together, we can and will safeguard our freedom.